Well, we just started the second day of the 2013 Farm Progress Show, and once again in the Bayer 10, we've been talking weed resistance in the Americas, and standing in front of me is the Associate Professor of Weed Science for the University of São Paulo in Brazil, and Pedro Cristofoletti is here. So tell me a little bit about your what brings you here and your expertise in weed resistance.
Yes, I work for the University of São Paulo, as you mentioned. And there, my duties are in terms of teaching, researching, and extension. So I came to the U.S. in order to see how the problem of herbicide resistance is and how U.S. deals with the problem, since we also have the same problem down there, but with different weeds. Five weeds that we have there. One of them is similar to the one you have here in the U.S., and we have to deal with the problem. So for me, it's a great opportunity to visit farmers, retailers, and university here, exchange ideas, and also bring some ideas of what we have done there, and bring ideas back down to Brazil to see if we can deal with this big, big problem that, in my opinion, is the biggest challenge for the sustainable agriculture today.
Well, as you said, you've been here for a couple weeks and touring what we are doing here in the United States. And you talked about local solutions, and this is a global problem for sure, and it's going to be an increasing global problem. But what are you guys doing locally that would differ from what we can do here in the United States?
Locally, we have a kind of cropping system that is a little bit different than you have here in the United States, since we are in a tropical and supertropical climate. So we are able to grow crops all over the year. So it's very common in Brazil to crop double crops. Normally, soybean followed by corn. And with that, it is possible to change practice in terms of weed control in each of the crop and make what is called diversity in weed control. Diversity in weed control is the base for weed management in terms of resistance. So we are able to use different herbicides in different crops. However, growers are using in both crops that are resistant to glyphosate, and some of the growers that are not very aware of the problems still keep using glyphosate. There are some growers in Brazil that spray 7 or 8 times glyphosate in this double crop. And it's fairly easy to change this practice by using other herbicides and mixing or sequencing two different mechanisms of actions. And with that, certainly they would protect and avoid herbicide resistance.
It seems like education is the key in communicating to those farmers the need for that. How are you guys getting that message out at the university level?
Yes, education is a key way for us to teach farmers how to practice a very good agricultural practice. Normally, we have in Brazil several co-ops, and these co-ops that represent about, in soybeans, 40 to 50% of our agriculture, these co-ops are able to orient their farmers in order to do this practice. But one point that make farmers not to adopt this practice is the economical standpoint. When you do prevention of herbicide resistance, you have to enhance your production cost in terms of weed control. So growers normally are are intending to have more profit, since it is a business for them, and sometimes they don't follow these guides in terms of herbicide resistance control because of costs and production costs. So we have the duty to show them that despite the higher cost of prevention, for the future, for a long term of sustainability of agriculture, they should think and change the way they do weed control right now.
Well, across the panel today, diversity was a key term. where does that stand, and how is that able to benefit your guys' weed resistance, and how can we implement that here?
Okay. One weed is selected when you make the same practice all the time. So the weed is specialized. Is the example of Palmer amaranthus here in the U.S. Why Palmer is so important is because the practice is only one. It's not diversified. You don't change it. Row spacing, you don't change time of planting, you don't change in varieties, you don't change crops. It's always soybean, and glyphosate. So that would favor one weed that is adapted to this situation. So diversity means you have to broaden your spectrum of weed control practice. With that, no weed can specialize on one practice only. So diversity doesn't mean only herbicide diversity, but means changes in the whole practice of farming, not only chemical, but our cultural and sometimes even mechanical practice. However, mechanical practices in Brazil is not very interesting for our agriculture, because if we prepare mechanically our soil and we are in a tropical climate where the rainfall is very heavy and soil are subjected to erosion, so mechanical practice is not advisable to us. We have to use conservation tillage, living on the soil surface, crop residue, plant residue, and that make mechanical not an option for us.
Well, thank you, Pedro, so much. Once again, talking with Pedro Cristofoletti, who works at the University of São Paulo in Brazil, on weed resistance, and definitely a global problem, and what those across the Americas are doing. Once again, at the 2013 Farm Progress Show, standing in the Bayer tent, I am Jamie Johansson.